Touchdown, Tony Nathan. Welcome into the game on 99.1 WDGM in Tuscaloosa. Tony, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, welcome to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
We are doing fine. Thank you.
Are you ready for Alabama football? We've got 30 days away.
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, as a guy that played here in Tuscaloosa, and you walked out with some jewelry as well. You won a national title. I can only imagine the way that you estimate or you know, what it really takes to win a national title and to be called the best team in college football.
Hey, I mean, they say lady luck and determination and, you know, everybody just doing what they got to do and staying healthy.
Let's talk about running the football. You guys did that so much in the 70s as a former running back and a guy that played in the National Football League for 10 years. Help us understand this rushing attack by Alabama. They like to run the football, and I think Coach Bryant would probably like teams like Nick Saban that takes advantage of, you know, workhorses in the backfield.
I mean, you know, you can't be one-dimensional nowadays. I mean, it's just, you know, you're only going to run the football. People are going to put at least 8 people in the box on you. So, but if you're going to throw it, they might put at least about 5 or 6 in the box on you. So, you know, it's just, you know, defensive coordinators now, you know, they're going to play to your strong suit and do what they have to do to try to keep you from doing what you want to do. So if you're two-dimensional, if you can do both games, you know, well and do the play-action thing, you have a great chance of winning the game.
Tony, you've also been a coach, but I want to go back to your playing days here. You were the captain, and you were expected to be a leader. How hard of a role is that? Because we look at your skills, no doubt you had those, but let's talk about being elected as captain of the 1978 National Championship team.
I mean, it's either you are or you're not. It's something that you just can't, you know, pretend to be. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you don't try to do to be a leader. I mean, it's just a natural thing that comes out of you. You lead by example. And you're going to be a rah-rah type of guy. That's, I don't think, you know, is what you would call a leader. One that talk about it and don't be about it. But if you be about it, you don't have to talk about it.
You know,
you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess, was that something that just become natural for you, or did you pick that up some of the coaches here? I mean, what developed you into a good leader, Tony?
I mean, it's just your work ethic. Your work ethic makes you what you are. And in any profession, you know, if you work at it, how hard you work at it, and if you determined to do what you do, and if you know that people see you working hard at it, or you know, making sure that you, if you having problems doing doing drills and whatnot, but you pushing yourself to try to get better at it, or you know, get yourself in better shape. You know, and then you might say a word to all the people from my left, you know, basically, let's go, let's get it over with. And you help other people along the way as you go and do stuff, you know, but you know, it's not the fact that I'm saying I am a leader, but it's just the fact that, you know, we as a group want to accomplish what the goal is.
I want to... Yeah. Touchdown Tony Nathan right now is in the game on 99.1 and 99.1WDGM.com in Tuscaloosa. Tony, I want to go back to the 70s because we labeled that as the best decade ever in college football. What you guys accomplished here is simply amazing when you go back and look at statistically speaking. It will never be done, I don't think, in the 70s. It was a unique 10-year period.
I appreciate that. Well, but to be a part of it.
But I mean, do you look at it the same way?
I really hadn't sat back and, you know, and compared the statistics and all that. Same
all right,
way,
all right.
Way you
so let me. Okay, what year did you arrive in Tuscaloosa? I mean, I'm looking. I just want to make sure I'm correct. What year did you arrive in Tuscaloosa? Was it 75?
Yeah.
Okay. So you lost one game in 75. You lost 3 in 76, 1 in 77. You lost 1 in 78. I mean, that decade of Alabama football is just it's a unique time frame, and I think a lot of people right now are looking at what Alabama's going through currently, and they go back to what you guys were able to do, winning back-to-back national titles. And I know you left in 78 and went to the Miami Dolphins, but it's fun to go back and talk about the 70s and look what you guys were able to accomplish.
I mean, you know, the man that was running, you know, the captain of the ship, you know, put it in our mind that we could accomplish things that, you know, we didn't think we could, but, you know, he pushed us to do it. And the other assistant coaches, you know, carried out what he wanted to get done. And I guess as a group of ourselves, you know, we believed in what they was preaching. And it worked.
Tony, let's go back to Coach Bryant for a couple of minutes. Was he rougher on you guys after a loss or after a win? Because sometimes you have to get those players' attentions after a big win. Was he rougher after a loss or a win?
Well, no, I remember that we played. No, I'm not going to even name school. We played a school that we didn't win by the point spread. We were 1 point short. Okay?
Okay.
That Sunday morning, we was out full speed, full pad scrimmage because we didn't win by the point spread. So that taught me my sophomore year that whatever the point spread was, we either had to make that or better. So
okay.
That's when I knew it was time to roll. Whenever, you know, that's when I started paying attention to what the point spread was again.
That's amazing story. Touchdown, Tony Nathan, right now is inside the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM.com. Let me go through that 78 team, okay? Because you 11-1, no doubt you lost to USC, but you were able to bounce back and pick up that success and win a national title by a goal line stand, and we'll get to that in a minute. But when you knew that you lost to USC, did that give you a different hunger when you came back and played Vanderbilt? Because you smoked them the next week, 51-28, and you continue to beat teams. What did that loss do to that team that was expected to be a contender at the start of the season?
Well, we didn't expect to lose to them. And, you know, if you don't make mistakes and beat yourself, you have a greater chance of winning the game. And, you know, in that game, pretty much, I think the mistake is what got us. We beat ourselves. So, I mean, that's the way I look at that. I mean, you know, if we beat ourselves.
What was it like watching the goal line stand and having to root for your team to make a stop that, you know, was almost impossible, but they were able to accomplish it in winning a national title? What was it like watching that goal line stand being an offensive player on the sidelines?
I mean, you can only stand there, maybe you stand there helpless on the sideline that you want to be a part of, trying to, you know, to do what needs to be done, but yeah, I'm on the wrong side of the ball. And going against those cats every day, pretty much, for at least, you know, one period during practice, we used to go against them and win against one. And knowing what I knew, and what we tried to accomplish, and we would, you know, we would beat each other up pretty much, you know. And I had confidence in what they could do, and if you know, that's what they set their mind to do, and their mindset was to be the best at that time. And I had confidence in them accomplishing what they could accomplish.
This is not disrespectful to the opponents, but when you went in practice and you went against these guys 5 or 6 days a week, great defensive units. Did you go up against better competition in practice than sometimes you did on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon?
Oh, majority of the time, yes, we did. I mean, if you can beat the number one defense in the country, hey, when you go against someone else, like I said, if you don't beat yourself, you should be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish during that time when you got the football. And we had that confidence.
Touchdown, Tony Nathan, no doubt, has coached in the National Football League. He's played in the National Football League. He was an all-star standout running back here at the University of Alabama. We call him Touchdown, Tony Nathan. I want to talk about T.J. Yeldon, and I'd like to know from your perspective. You've played it. You've coached it. You understand it to the complete detail. What makes him such a special running back in the backfield? I mean, he's a true freshman last year.
Well, see, that's a God gift. I mean, that's a talent that God gave. I mean, that's something that, you know, you just, you're natural at it. You know, that's basically it in a nutshell. Now, there's going to be some times when he's going to have to face with somebody physically that he have to maybe, hopefully, he's been taught how to, you know, protect himself and, you know, use what he has to use to get the job done as far as in pass protection. But as far as his natural ability to run the football, the only thing you can do is try and sharpen those two. He has the two. He was given the two. He was blessed with the two. All you can do now is just, you know, just make sure he don't get too cocky about it, arrogant about it, and just stay, you know, humble with it and just work as hard as he can and work in practice. You know, it's some easy to some than it does to others. And maybe a lot of things will come easy to him, and you might have to be the one to be harder on him because the fact everything is easy for him. So you got to make him work maybe a little bit harder than everybody else does. He might not like it. I'm pretty sure he won't like it. But in the end, if you know, maybe sit down, sometimes you can talk to people based on his maturity. You can talk to people and talk to them about what you are going to do for him, with him, in front of everybody else. Hopefully he accepts that. And then some people you get that they just won't do it. But if he's a mature young man and understand that a coach got to be a coach, he's there to make him better. And he's there to help others better also.
Touchdown, Tony Nathan, right now inside the game on 99.1 and 99.1WDGM.com. There's no doubt a history of great running backs at the University of Alabama. And no doubt you're one of those guys. You look at the credentials, it speaks for itself. The touchdowns, the credentials that you bring to the table. Bobby Humphrey, Sean Alexander, Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, Eddie Lacy. I mean, we could continue all night until 9 o'clock talking about the super backs that have played here. There's been some folks that have said T.J. Yeldon, you know, could become the all-time leading rusher here. 1,108 yards as a true freshman. Do you coach him a different way and say, don't worry about stats, just do what you do on the football field?
Well, I mean, if you get into that point, you know, you start worrying about the wrong thing. You need to worry about winning football games. What happens during the course of a game is going to happen. You cannot predict what's going to happen in a game. That has to happen naturally. Statistics are going to take care of themselves. All you need to do is focus on what you need to focus on and be the best player that you can be on each and give, you know, each given play. You can't predict what's going to happen on any given play. You just got to go out and react to what you see and make the best of the situation that you're in.
No doubt, as someone that is an alumnus of this great university, we all took pride in beating Notre Dame last year by 42-14. I mean, we celebrated that for 3 months in Tuscaloosa.
Should have been longer.
Well, I go back to 76. Notre Dame got the best of the Crimson Tide. Did you take a little bit of sort of revenge factor in that, saying, hey, we got you, old boys from South Bend, Indiana?
I mean, I look at it this way.
Okay.
There's a lot of teams that we play that I can say never beat me or the teams that I was playing on.
Auburn.
I can't say that about Notre Dame. So I respect them. I got to give them their respect. I got to give them their due. The team that I played on, they beat us. Even though if we did make the mistake,
sure,
they beat us. I got to respect them for that. At that given day, they was better than we were. Now, when actually we did win, now, I was proud. I bragged about it. All the people that I know from Notre Dame, I talked to them about it. Yes, I did. Believe me, I did. But if I look at what I did against the teams that I lost against, you know, they got an upper hand on me. I got a respect for it. At that given day, on that given day that we played them, they was better than we were. When I, you know, the teams that we lost against, on those given days, they was better than we were. I got to respect them. They did what they had to do. We didn't get the job done. I respect them and their coach for them. They was better than we were on that given day. But now, I believe me, people get upset with me now. What I do now, people get upset with me because I do wear my little golf pin on my hat. Yeah, whatever hat I wear, I put my little Alabama A on my hat. Why are you wearing that? Bro, man, until you can get to where we are, don't talk to me. So believe me, I have my chest stuck out now. It goes in a little circle. Right now, we ride the top of the circle. And I appreciate it to the utmost.
Touchdown, Tony Nathan. Who was the hardest linebacker that ever hit you? Pro or college? I mean, don't tell me Marty Lyons at Alabama or anything. All right, don't. I mean, don't. You don't have to do that. I mean, if you don't want to do it, it may be a difficult question.
No. It's a good question. I mean, I've had, you know, that there are several linebackers that I've had issues with that, you know, we probably broke out even. But I had most of my troubles with secondary people, the safeties. So those are the ones that, you know, they would sneak up on you and do what they had to do against you when you popped the ball. You beat the linebacker, and all of a sudden the safety was there, and you didn't have enough room to maneuver against them. Now, I had most of my issues with safety. Linebackers, I would say, you know, I won at least 75% of the battles against them. But the safeties, when you can't or you don't see, those are the ones that you might get knocked out from, you know. And I got knocked out pretty much. Had my issues with most of the safeties. I mean, but both the linebackers, I mean, I respected them, but you know, I knew, you know, after studying them, you know, I figured out what I could do against them.
Touchdown, Tony Nathan. I appreciate you being part of our show in Tuscaloosa. No doubt, we greatly appreciate what you mean to the Crimson Tide family, and keep riding with that chest out high. You've got something to be proud of in Tuscaloosa.
Will do.